The Chattanooga Zoo is adding a $7 million expansion as part of the zoo's master plan. Part of the team creating a home for the new giraffe and other animals that are anticipated is the architect Craig Rhodes. I spoke with Rhodes about the plans for the giraffe exhibit and his passion for designing zoo exhibits. You're the architect of what may become the new exhibit at our zoo.
Absolutely. It will become the new exhibit at the zoo. It'll be a big deal. It'll feature a giraffe and lion are the primary species, and then it'll also mix in some of the smaller species, such as meerkat, some of the tortoise species, ostrich, and things like that. And it's going to fill in the gap between, it was created by the new entry, which was built several years ago, in what I call the historical zoo, or the older zoo, and really create a very immersive experience from the minute you set foot in the gate of the zoo.
Were you given a list of animals that would be eventually living there? How did this design come about?
Great question. It actually came out of a very long strategic master planning process. We went and we looked at the community as a whole. We looked at the zoo. We looked at the collection that the zoo had. We looked at the kind of development that Chattanooga has been able to do over the last 10, 20 years. And we realized that part of the master plan is to grow that development towards this part of town. So we really wanted a charismatic animal, a big animal, a big draw. And of those animals, giraffe was the first choice and the one that ultimately won out. They're very docile animals, they're beautiful animals. You will have a chance to come in contact with those animals through a feeding experience. And ultimately, it will become the flagship animal for the Chattanooga Zoo. So strategic process, a lot of conversations, but that's how we ended up with the giraffe.
I understand part of the exhibit will also include an old field house to allow for an indoor experience as well as the outdoor.
There are a lot of parts and pieces to this exhibit. You're exactly right. The 1950s era field house, which is directly behind the administration building that was built, from my understanding, for a Billy Graham crusade in the 1950s, will be utilized for the barn for the giraffe. You know, it was obvious to me as a designer doing this all over the country, the minute that I walked into that space, I was like, this is already halfway to being a giraffe barn, and it's in the right location. So we're going to utilize that existing infrastructure, and the guests will be able to come into that space, and they will be able to interact with those animals all year long. So even in inclement weather, in the winter when it's raining, those animals will be on exhibit and available to feed and to come in contact with. It'll be tremendous.
I know this is not your first zoo exhibit. How many zoos or what types do you typically work with?
Great question again. I work in zoos all over the country. I've worked in over 50 zoos, over 100 projects, work in all kinds of zoos. Everything from the smallest zoo that I've worked in is the David Trailer Zoo, which is in Emporia, Kansas. It's 8 acres. All the way up, I've worked in the Denver Zoo, the St. Louis Zoo, the Phoenix Zoo, and really about everything in between. So as a designer and as an architect, I say I'm the luckiest guy in the world because I get to get up every morning and go to the zoo. And it really helped to create these connections between animals and people, which is really my passion.
A lot of the change in exhibits over the past 2 to 3 decades mm-hmm. has come from research in the field and the natural habitats of the animals to prolong their life and make the experience less stressful. And I can tell from what I saw of the plans that that's part of what you're incorporating here as well.
The zoo of the past was a place where you could go maybe on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon, walk around and see animals. You would go and you would see a giraffe, you would see a zebra, you might see an elephant, you might see a lion, or you know, even the smaller animals. But it was about a display of animals because we didn't have the internet, we didn't have TV, we didn't have the kind of media we have now. So it really became, you know, kind of a show, if you will. The modern zoo is all about conservation. It's all about conserving these animals in the wild. So all the giraffe habitat will also come with a tied into a giraffe conservation program in Africa. But if we really want to conserve these animals, we want to give them a great environment to live in here at the zoo as well. So we're looking at multi-acre exhibits where before we were looking at just very small yards. We're looking at breeding programs because a lot of these animals are really endangered. They're critically endangered in the wild. So we want to be able to have these animals for long-term for our planet. In order to do that, we have to create these environments that the animals are comfortable in.
Giraffes are primarily vegetarians that like big, tall trees. How long is it going to take for the trees to match the needs of the giraffes? Or do you have something in mind in your design to address that?
The giraffes in captivity will not really be allowed to eat the trees. They're all on a special diet. They're under daily veterinarian care. They're under daily care of the keepers. Their diets are monitored, what they eat, and their health is monitored every day. So we don't really want them eating the trees here in Chattanooga. It's a different kind of tree than what they have in Africa. So that's all part of the design. We call part of our design is called behavioral enrichment. We'll actually have places to hide lettuce and leaves and food around the exhibit, and they'll go foraging for that. But it'll be in an environment the keepers really create on a daily basis and move it around.
Do you have plans, or did you see any part of the zoo here in Chattanooga that you'd love to get your claws into and change?
Well, you know, I have to tell you, I'm blessed that we are able to work on this beautiful piece of property right between the new entry and the historic zoo. Right when I first walked in several years ago, I'm like, this is really calling for something. Because right now you come into the new entry, and then you have quite a walk before you get in and really start seeing animals. So this exhibit will, you're going to walk in the front gate, and first thing you're going to see is giraffe. So that was what I wanted to get my claws into, to use your term. And it was part of the strategic plan, working with the staff and the board, that yes, that's indeed where we need to build something. So it all worked out the way it's supposed to.
Craig Rhodes is the lead architect for GLMV Zoos, a studio of GLMV Architecture. The Chattanooga Zoo has begun collecting donations for the Giraffe Fund. You can learn more about the zoo's master plan by visiting the web at chatzoo.org or by calling 423-643-5710. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.